This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
It is 3:06 on the Afternoon Drive. Good afternoon. Skip here, Blake in for Philip. And we had, by the way, thank you to Mark Sander for joining us from Beautify Fresno. If you want more details, beautifyfresno.org. So we were going to talk about Cal OSHA and the mask rule, but maybe it's not a rule.
I still don't understand what's going on.
We don't either. And we do have the deputy mayor coming up, and we're not going to ask him about that. But in this break right now, rather than talk about Cal OSHA and how just very, very confusing that is, can you please explain men to me, Blake?
Oh.
Yes,
I can. I can do it very simply.
I need to understand the male urge to make noises when you do physical activity. Let me set the scene.
Please.
I recently started working out in a gym environment again. And I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. The first few more, it's 6 o'clock in the morning though. That is early. I just want somebody to tell me what to do. Then like leave me alone, make sure I don't hurt myself. So if I'm doing it wrong, cause my coordination is terrible, fine. But I don't do a lot of interaction, whatnot. And it's a quiet group cause it's mostly women.
Okay.
Not,
hold on. It's a quiet group, but it's mostly women.
Because before 6 a.m., we're not ready to gossip yet.
Oh, okay.
No, just kidding. Anyway, we're all showing up, no makeup, hair not done. It's a mess, but we're working it out and getting it out of the way.
All right.
So anyway, the most you're going to hear is maybe you hear like a bar being put down, not at a bar, but you know, like a
dumbbell.
Heavyweight bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe somebody going, ugh, make it stop because it sucks. Anyhow, a guy came, very nice gentleman. To the one on, what is today? On Wednesday morning. And that changed.
What changed?
Well, the silence. Because usually we're listening to music that, you know, is going, it's upbeat, whatever. But there's a very distinct sound that y'all make when you start lifting things.
Y'all as in dudes.
Men, dudes, ye of testosterone.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I was, why do you do that?
Hold on. You need to give us some perspective, enlighten us into what exactly you were hearing.
I hate acting on the spot. It was like, ugh! And like, I don't know, because women suffer in silence. Women have been conditioned to suffer in silence.
What?
Yes.
I've been to the labor room. When ladies are given birth, I've been there. That's not silent.
Have you pushed a child out
No.
of your uterus? No, thank you very much. So we can be loud there, even though that's given birth. But this is at the gym. Women are quiet. I remember.
So this guy sounded like he was given birth.
He was just at first I was going like, this is awkward. He's making so much noise. And then I thought, wow, maybe he's doing it right. Maybe I have been oppressed by the patriarchy and taught to suffer in silence, and I should be going, ugh, every time I lift a dumbbell. I don't know.
If you're Help not me. Going, ugh, you're not lifting enough weight. You got to pump that iron, girl.
Oh, gosh.
You don't get to the size of Mayor Dyer without grunting. Can you imagine the grunts that guy releases?
We should have asked Mark Sandriff, because I feel like Mark Sandriff might have some insight on if Mayor Dyer is a grunter when they're lifting weights. Now, I've been at gyms before where it's dudes lifting, like, you know, if you're deadlifting 400 pounds, you grunt all you want, buddy. But I'm convinced it is all men, all weight limits, because this guy was doing 25 pound dumbbells or whatever.
He's grunting on 25-pound dumbbells? I can understand it if you've done 40 reps.
It was a series of stuff, and I was dying using 10s and 15s, so I get it. I'm not going to judge him on that. But I do think it is something that is directly related to whether or not you have testosterone in your veins.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's hearken to, I don't know, the last 15 to 20 years in the professional tennis game.
Okay.
Particularly the WTA, the Women's
okay.
Tennis Association.
Got it.
Have you watched a big match in the last 15 years?
Okay, so in tennis, maybe.
What's the deal with the ladies grunting and screaming on every shot?
maybe the only reason why women are allowed to do it there is because they have short skirts on. Maybe that's what like really? Balances the estrogen testosterone traits. I don't know, but you're right. They do. Why do you, they're like
Monica? Ah! Monica Seles was ridiculous, and it started back then. That was the early 90s,
okay.
And it's gotten progressively worse and louder. You got to wear headphones, like the noise canceling headphones at Wimbledon these days. It's ridiculous.
You managed to pick the one sport that I have not been suckered into watching with Mr. Skip, so I'm kind of flying blind here. But
you know of the
I do
you
actually.
Know of this, right?
Yeah, because I like you know you watch like the Williams sisters and stuff. Like they're loud.
Yes,
like
all of them are loud.
All of them, but you know what? That's the power. Like that's when I see women doing that because those tennis balls are flying fast at your face. You've got to hit it with purpose and let it know who's boss. So that's where it's okay.
You're letting a fuzzy green ball know who's boss,
dude. You want to stand in the way of it?
No, I'm not okay. saying that I could handle okay. a serve from Venus Williams. Of course not.
You are taking
or Serena Williams
off topic. I want to go back to the gym because I know you're somebody who cares about your physique. And I'm talking specifically in the gym. Gyms are opening back up. People are doing exercise. What is about you men and having to verbalize your efforts?
It's caveman DNA.
Caveman
they
DNA.
They had to move boulders
okay.
to get inside the cave, right?
Maybe.
They probably made some grunts. It comes from all the way back then, 20,000 years or so. And what's the deal with why are women tennis players screaming on every hit, every return? It's ridiculous.
Okay, well.
If you're gonna weight shame, grunt shame dudes at the gym, then I need to throw it back at you with a return to serve here with what's up with the women's tennis players.
But here's my thing. I did have a moment of reflection on my own beliefs and saying at first it was uncomfortable because there was noise, right? And I think also because it's early. But then I went, maybe this guy's got it right. This guy has it right.
Let's go to line two. Eric's got something to chime in on
this
situation.
Welcome to KMJ, Eric.
Hi. Hey, I'm Eric. I just got back from Afghanistan back in January. And it was a Navy Special Warfare deployment, one of our last. And I can tell you, we humped it up and down everywhere with a lot of equipment. And we do a lot of weightlifting. And I can tell you, we ain't making any noise. That noise is for absolute people that are trying to draw attention to themselves.
Ah.
Sorry, I've lifted all my life. And I can tell you, you know, you're not talking about exhaling, you know, with a tight mouth or something like that. You're talking about, I think I know you're talking about these guys at the gym, these clowns that are going to just try to really get attention. You don't need to do that. That's just a fallacy to me.
Eric, thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you
very much. Maybe he's got a good point here. You said that your gym was all females and he's the one solo dude in the house. And he's doing the peacock thing.
So maybe a little peacocking. Well, see, and this is where I have to go back to. I do have to, you know, I question if you're hiking around, you know, Afghanistan carrying stuff, maybe it's important to stay quiet.
Yeah, I would say
in those situations. So maybe that's, again, it was Eric, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for your service and I appreciate your perspective. But we are going to bring James on, who may have a good point as to why I need to start being a grunter. Welcome to the show, KM. Welcome to KMJ, James.
I have a background in martial arts, and my karate instructor always told me, key on the punch, you know, you got to get that extra power out so you can execute the move and execute the most power you can on your punches and your, not so much your kicks, but your punches for sure.
So it is really, I mean, yeah. Maybe exact. You don't have your Cobra Kai shirt on today.
I was wearing it yesterday.
I know. I'm very disappointed that it's not appropriate to this conversation, but still, what you're saying.
The leg.
James, you're saying that it actually could be something that maybe would make me lift a little better as I'm getting back into this. Look at Blake's in here doing push-ups now. He's feeling it. So should I grunt or no?
Sure. Try it. See what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Roll tape when you do it.
Oh, man.
Roll
I don't
tape.
Know.
I want to see the video of all of the ladies in your gym giving you the hairy eyeball at 6 a.m. because you're in there going, hurrah! on 20-pound weights.
Okay, so that would be funny. The other thing is, too, like, I registered under my own name, and I have not introduced myself as anybody related to any sort of radio and stuff. So I, this is
they
the
don't
one
know you
time.
Yet. You're anonymous.
This is the one time I hope to, I please God, I hope they're not listening. Okay, so let's go to Dave. We'll check in with him before we got to get to a check of traffic. Welcome to KMJ.
Yeah, they're listening. I'm sitting next to the gym owner.
Yes.
And no, I'm totally joking.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm in Hanford, Skip. Oh. I'm in Hanford. I don't go to the gym in freaking Fresno.
Okay.
Totally funny. Although Skip did, or Blake did make me laugh with the grunts with 20-pound weights. Freaking hilarious. Makes me, reminds me of two presidents ago. Just saying, two presidents ago.
Yeah.
Doing his weight workout. Okay, I'm going to take everybody back on a little bit of a history tour. There is a little thing with noise. Does anybody ever remember the name Monica Seles?
She was a tennis player. Yep.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, oh, did you? Damn it.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Well, that's the whole thing, because the noise just helps out with everything. So now I feel like a loser, so I'm just going to hang up. Good show.
Well, Dave, thank you very much. We appreciate your call. Okay, so.
I'm telling you, Monica Seles started this ridiculous trend in women's tennis, like, in the late 90s, and it
do men
seriously,
do it?
Not really.
No, because you guys do it everywhere else.
You should try being a man. It's not easy. It's not easy being this handsome and debonair and cut. You know?
Taken seriously from go.
Making more money.
And getting sexier with age, as opposed to people wondering, like, oh, are you going to go get a facelift? Some filler, maybe? All right. So in all seriousness, when we come back, we're going to be talking to the deputy mayor of the city of Fresno. And if you're watching on Facebook Live and you want some eye candy, Blake is literally doing push-ups during the show. It's a good look for you, sir. This is the Afternoon Drive.
It's a new era in news talk. Only on News Talk 580-1059 KMJ.
Past the hour here at KMJ. Blake in for Philip today, along with Skip Echeverria on the Afternoon Drive. Thanks for being here. Hey, you know, we've been really working on our live and local lineup on the weekends with Aaron Abatia, with the Conversation Continues, the Restaurateurs, of course, Joe and Lisa Basil, Mark Capitan Show. Well, we've got a new Saturday program starting this weekend, Saturday at 10 a.m. It's the debut of the all-new KMJ's Christopher Gabriel program. So very excited to welcome Christopher to the lineup, 10 a.m. Saturday morning here on KMJ. And, of course, you can hear Christopher paired with Matt Odstad and Kimberly and Matt and Mike and everybody else on the morning show. He's our new host on Fresno's Morning News as well. So continuing back to something that we discussed briefly, Skip, with Mark Standriff in the first hour of the program was Camp Fresno.
Yes, Camp Fresno. It's been, the name has been out there as Beautify Fresno was getting together its volunteers to help clean up that property that's up by Dinky Creek. And there are big plans. And we actually got a chance to get the deputy mayor, Matthew Grundy, joining us. Welcome to KMJ.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Glad to be here.
So we've been seeing this kind of out there on social media, following along with efforts to spruce the place up, and I hear that you are the man to ask what exactly is going to be going on with Camp Fresno.
Well, you know, great question. I got to back up and talk a little bit about the context of why we're here. You know, the mayor during his time campaigning really was trying to listen to the needs of the community, and we captured in a vision that is very straightforward about what the vision is for Fresno. And the vision is an inclusive, prosperous, beautiful city where people take pride in their neighborhoods and communities, and a government that listens, keeps its promises, and is owned by the people. And with that, there are six priorities outlined, one of which, and what we're talking about today, is youth leadership. And so, you know, we're really intent on helping our youth experience something they otherwise may not have experienced. You know, the last few months, we've listened to a lot of youth. And frankly, they were telling us that their own concern about their own concerns regarding their physical, emotional, and mental health. And so we thought, hey, mayor said, hey, why not use a community, a city-owned asset or ran asset to really open up the doors and invite our youth into the Sierras to get out of their norm post-pandemic and really experience the outdoors. So that's why we're talking about Camp Fresno.
And it sounds like a great idea. I love the psychological aspect to this, getting the kids outdoors, fresh air, seeing something that a lot of kids these days don't often get to see, which is the wilderness.
Absolutely. And you'd be surprised. You know, we're interested in getting youth up there. In fact, we're trying to get somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 youth up there this summer, from June 15th to August 15th. Now, the camp historically has been ran, in which the city's operated since the 1920s, where we rent out cabins to the general public from all across the country throughout the summer. But this year, we said we want to focus heavily on our youth. So, and not just any youth. We specifically want to get after our marginalized, disadvantaged youth that, frankly, have never even been to the mountains, let alone at a wonderful getaway like Camp Fresno.
I remember being a kid and going to 4-H camp. Schools have had 6th grade camp. But this is really special because as my understanding is that this is going to be 3-day camps set up and kind of staggered for youth. And it's free. Am I reading that correctly, or low cost?
Yeah, you heard it. Free 99. You know, who doesn't like free? And we know oftentimes, again, because of the target that we're really hoping to get up there, youth, all, you know, high school and down, we're hoping that they will be able, they'll have no hindrance. And so our first three camps, you got it right, starting next week, we're targeting high school youth, then we'll be going after junior high youth, and we're providing transportation. These first three camps, it's all free of charge the entire summer. We're providing food and all the accommodations. And in fact, these first 3 weeks, we're partnering with Civic Ed Center, who's actually going to be teaching the youth in a fun way how to get more civically engaged and to find their voice.
Yep.
So we're really excited about this. We think it's a great thing for our kids.
Matthew, that was my next question. What are the kids actually going to be doing up there while they're at a camp?
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of the traditional things that you and I perhaps experienced when we were kids, you know, going on nature hikes and campfires and the like. But aside from all that, we're going to be very deliberate about giving them an experience that they'll never forget, that they'll maybe think about life a little bit differently and come down the hill a bit changed. You know, there's frankly no cell phone service up there, and so we're hopeful that the kids will pull away from their devices. I know. Can you feel the withdrawal?
You're not telling them that beforehand, are you?
No, unless they're listening here and saying, hey.
So if people want to get their kids involved, or if they want to, yeah, if you're looking for donations and stuff, because this can get, I'm guessing, expensive. What's the best way for people, yeah, to find out about this? Because, I mean, the 15th is right around the corner for the first kickoff.
That's right. So, and back to your point, you know, we'll be running not just three-day camps, but throughout the summer we even do day camps. But to answer your question, the best way to get involved, our mayor, Mayor Dyer, decided to establish a foundation that would allow us the opportunity to rally the entire community around this effort, not just in volunteerism, like you heard from Mark Standard earlier today, but through private donations. So if you're listening in today and you say, hey, I want to get involved, I believe in the youth, I want to invest in the youth here in our community, you can get involved by visiting onefresnofoundation.com, onefresnofoundation.com. That foundation, the One Fresno Foundation, was established specifically to help us draw in dollars privately raised, because it's a nonprofit, to help our youth and sponsor our youth this summer.
And is that where folks go if they want to find out about, you know, getting their kids or kids they may know involved as well?
Absolutely. So they can visit there if they're interested in signing up their youth, or they know a youth in the community that would, you know, enjoy the experience, or if they like to volunteer, donate, or just stay abreast of all the things the foundation is doing. We're really focused on youth-related things, and this is just the tip of the iceberg and beginning of what we plan for youth leadership through the Dyer administration.
Well, thank you very much, Deputy Mayor Matthew Grundy, joining us on the show. We appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy day down at City Hall, and we'll post up the link to onefresnofoundation.com if you listening are interested in participating, signing somebody up, or making a financial contribution. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you all for being here. One Fresno.
Thank you, Matthew. Have a great day.
All right, it's time for a check-in with news on KMJ.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
It's 3:35 on your Afternoon Drive. If you've missed any part of the show, you can check out the podcast available afterwards at KMJNow.com. And if you want to check out the links to some of the programs we've discussed today on the show, you can find those on our social media. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the Kingsburg Chief of Police to discuss an incident that happened in one of the parks down in the Kingsburg area. We're also going to have somebody joining us to talk about the latest hack, this time on EA Sports, and what that looks like for the gaming industry and creative content and whether or not it's safe on the internet. So we'll get to all of that.
Right. And that's broken in the last 2 hours. So that's a developing story that we're kind of tracking, and we'll dive into that in the 4 o'clock hour today.
So another story that came out early today was what appears to be a complete reversal of the recent Cal OSHA regulations, recommendations that were put in place related to COVID and returning to the workplace.
Right.
Because at one point the Cal OSHA statement was even fully vaccinated, all masks unless everybody has been vaccinated. And in that case, it's small groups inside. And then there were all these questions, particularly lobbed at Governor Newsom as to was he going to write some sort of executive order that would overturn that. And then it was all back and forth and everybody trying to make a statement.
So everybody has been confused for the past 2 weeks about masks in the workplace, vaccinations in the workplace, social distancing at your job, all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm still completely confused because, let me just say this, we work in a corporate situation. Our headquarters are in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? We have 465 or so stations across the country in like 40 different states, okay? So, including California. Well, California's reopening rules are completely different than Georgia or New York or Illinois or Texas, right? And right. So as a manager, we have to go along with whatever the state says here,
which
in
is,
California.
Which and, right now is June 15th.
But they keep changing things.
Yes.
But Newsom's not going to lift the state of emergency on June 15th, which is completely baffling to me. I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, it's about to get even more convoluted because OSHA... Awesome. Ended Wednesday night's special meeting voting unanimously to withdraw workplace rules adopted the week prior about mask requirements.
These guys don't know what they're doing. I thought we were supposed to follow the science. Isn't that what we were told from Dr. Fauci?
That's what we were told.
Follow the science. Okay. Well, who's in charge of who's Dr. Science? Because Dr. Science is nowhere to be found here in California. Nobody knows what's going on.
Well, and here's where it gets more complicated, because the special meeting, unanimous vote, withdraws workplace rules that were adopted last week. However, the emergency temporary standards from November still stay in place, which is mandatory masks and social distancing. Okay. And they are going, and by the way, that's regardless of your vaccination status. So everybody could be vaccinated, but still that's in place for now. Now, this expectation will be in place June 15th. We're not going to hear the new proposed rules until June 17th. They will be meeting again 1 week from today.
Okay. I'm just exasperated by this whole thing. On Tuesday, next Tuesday, are we open or not? What is going on?
Well, and that's been kind of a backpedaling, because initially it was June 15th, California reopened. As that date has gotten closer, and actually our vaccination rates in the Central Valley are still not on par with the rest of the state. It's kind of frustrating at this point. However, the rest of the state has crept into the top 10 or 11 states nationwide in terms of vaccination rates, and our numbers are at the bottom in terms of infection rates. and hospitalizations. I mean, there have been multiple hospitals that have, you know, been able to go, not one, but even a couple of weeks with no COVID patients.
I mean, vaccines are just going to waste at this point now. We're hearing about them being thrown out because they're running past expiration date because nobody's using them.
And trying to ship them to different places. Now, I've been trying to get my kid in on a trial for that pediatric stuff, but that's a little harder than you would think. Anyhow, we have these statements coming down where we're 5 days away from what was supposed to be the start of a reopening. Schools have all made their announcements about going back in the fall.
Right.
And then there's this back and forth with Cal OSHA. I'll ask you on the spot here.
Okay.
How long do you think we're going to be wearing masks here in the building, knowing that most of us are, you know, like vaccinated and
in
stuff
in our
too.
Building here at KMJ?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, this is a rule that's going to come from our corporate headquarters too, along with recommendations from the state and a bunch of lawyers, you know, involved in that decision. I'm probably guessing July 31st, maybe September 1st, something like that.
Before it starts to turn around.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's just kind of I wasn't expecting that question, so I hadn't given it a whole heck of a lot of thought. I find the rules just confusing. I go to my barber. She says they stopped wearing masks a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah, they don't care anymore. You can wear it as a client if you want, but nobody in there, any of the barbers are wearing it, and those stylists. I mean, Fansler's restaurants dropped the mask mandate a month ago.
Well, and I think there's been a lot of confusion, too, because it came out about the June 15th, but even then, there was this expectation that non-vaccinated folks should still keep the mask on.
Right.
But I think there are two very different camps of non-vaccinated folks. They're the ones that have not gotten it because of whatever reason. I think at this point, though, like, if you need a ride to go get a vaccination, call me. I'll help you out. Because there's an overabundance here.
But call Uber and Lyft. They're both giving you rides for free.
Right. So there's a portion that may have, for whatever reason, not had access yet or has some serious kind of health concerns or issues that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And then there's the very vocal folks that are not going to get vaccinated and are not going to wear the masks. So, I mean, right now you can basically say in some places you're either, I'm vaccinated, or lie and say you're vaccinated and not wear your mask.
So here's my question. Then this whole honor system thing has been one of the key phrases in the last week or so about when it comes to masking or unmasking when you walk into a place of business or a school or a campus or anywhere, the golf course. Do you think that people are being honest when it comes to this honor system? In other words, what you just mentioned, those who are unvaccinated, the recommendation is they should still mask up. Do you think that the unvaccinated are really masking up and playing by the quote unquote rules of California's?
I think the unvaccinated who understand that they can still get sick, because I saw somebody that I know the other posted something up. She got COVID and frankly, it surprised me because by this point I'd have thought she'd have been vaccinated. She's not.
Mm.
And now she has COVID. And we are seeing people get it because now it's you know, it's the folks that are unvaccinated. So to answer your question, I think the ones that are still concerned about it that are not vaccinated are being honest. And I say that because I'll sometimes see people like outside in small groups, but outside with people, and they're masked.
Hmm.
I mean, when we've gone out to eat a couple of times, we only have one kid in the house that's not masked. He'll wear a mask in, and then when he's not eating, because frankly, he's nervous. And I don't blame him. Like, everybody in the house is vaccinated. We're being smart about it, but there is a level of kind of like, we're good.
Yeah.
But we also don't want to get the one kid. And I understand that it doesn't have the same impacts potentially on youth. However, that doesn't mean I want to like throw my kid out into the mix.
You know, it was interesting. I got a call yesterday from the COVID team. California COVID team is how it showed up on my phone.
Okay.
And I said, wow, this is interesting. It didn't come from some anonymous weird government number from the 916 area code out of Sacramento or something. It showed up as California COVID team. So I actually answered my phone, which I normally wouldn't.
It's actually
don't know
a
who
smart
you,
move, too.
Yeah.
To have
and I was like, oh, God, did I get exposed again or something? You know, so I picked up The lady on the other end was very nice. I'm so-and-so with the California COVID team. Just checking on you. How are you doing? I'm fine. Have you gotten a vaccine? Yes, I have. Which one? Pfizer. And my wife's been inoculated as well. Okay, thank you for that information. And do you have children? And I said, because now the push is to get the kids vaxxed, right? What's the new rule right
it's
now?
12 it's
12
and up.
12 and up.
Yeah, and both.
And they're doing trials on kids 5 to 11, right?
Yes, which if you know how to do, I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to track down a trial.
I believe they're doing them in Oakland is what I heard
the other day. Yeah, I checked on that already. It's full and it's not for non-KP people.
No go, huh? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I found that that question was a little intrusive, but I guess I understand in the times of a pandemic. And I refuse to answer. Even if we even have kids.
Oh, all right. Because
I don't think it's the state's business because of.
What if they were calling to like pre-screen you as the lottery winner? I don't know.
I think that would have been the lead. Okay.
Because maybe they wanted to see like
they have my information. If I've been vaxxed, which I have,
I'm saying that. What if that was your $1 million or your 50K?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe it was like a couple of questions, they were like, maybe they thought it was. Well, and I don't want to ask you if your kids have been vaccinated if you don't want to answer that question. But like, let's say that situation happened in our house and they're like, oh, are you Skip? Yeah. Do you have kids? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. She has them. Her kids are vaccinated. We're going to call her and let her know she won $50,000. I don't know.
I think that would have been the lead. You're burying the lead if you're just asking all these real specific questions about your family and whether you've been vaccinated or not.
Maybe it's dramatic. It's drama.
You know what? What's the other problem with Gavin Newsom and his spinning the wheel like Pat Sajak? And no Central Valley counties got tapped?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
zero.
And part of the argument, part of the justification, which I can understand statistically speaking.
Oh, don't try to justify anything that guy does.
Well, no. I'm just looking at math, which I have a very, very basic.
Don't try to justify math to me.
We're in the less than 40% vaccination rate. The state's upwards of 60. So we don't have as many tickets in the raffle, if you will. It's like, you know, in class when you're like good and you get tickets and you can put them in there and it increases your odds. We're just screwing ourselves
by not having 18 gazillion people in the valley is what you're saying.
Well, but no, by the people not getting the vaccines. But you can go to KMJNow.com. And find out where you can get your vaccinations. And we'll come back and talk about whether or not those heading back to work in the White House are going to have to show a vaccination card coming up in July. That is on the way on the Afternoon Drive.
But who am I, right?
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Oh, hello. Welcome back to the show. We're coming up on 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, we are going to have the Kingsburg Chief of Police joining us. There was I wouldn't call it a shooting, but a...
Well, it was a shooting.
But accidental, maybe stray bullet up in the air. We don't know. We'll cover all of that on the way.
Very odd story.
Just after 4 o'clock with the Chief of Police of the Kingsburg area. So... Prior to the break, we were talking about how the announcement of the reversal of the recommendations that Cal/OSHA put into place actually leave things more confusing.
Yes.
And as workplaces are trying to figure out, you know, are they going to require folks to vaccinate or not, or this, that, and the other?
Well, is that even legal?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Although Goldman Sachs did say that they are going to require vaccination for employees. That's in the news.
To enter a building. To enter a facility, and that they can do.
Right, which you would have to do in order...
Or to return to work.
This is, according to The Hill, they are going to mandate U.S. employees report their vaccination status.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't have to get vaccinated, but
that's interesting.
You have to report your status.
Okay.
So we're going to turn to the Biden administration.
Oh, let's.
And federal agencies and their employees. So this story posted up on our social media coming in from thehill.com. The Biden administration says that federal agencies should not make getting the COVID-19 vaccine a precondition for employees to work in person.
Oh, interesting.
They say that they are strongly encouraging folks to get the vaccine and should receive paid time off. This is in the official guidance. But vaccine status should not be required at executive departments and agencies, quote, to work in person in federal buildings, on federal lands, or in other settings as required by their job duties.
Wow. That's I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, this is pointing to the fact that, you know, some folks are going to be getting back in person full time as early as July.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, the White House has offered vaccines to all employees. We've known that, making them encouraged but not required. The Department of Justice warned managers not to ask whether employees have been vaccinated.
Right. Can't do that. That's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. So the new policy was a departure from the February guidance at the department that said employers have the right to ask employees about their status. So we're seeing this on the federal level where it's the we suggest we'll give you paid time off, but how do you think this plays out in the private sector?
So, for instance, we live and work in the private sector here at Cumulus Media, at KMJ, right?
Right.
So I'm not, as a manager, it would be a HIPAA violation if I were to ask you, Skip, if you'd been vaccinated, correct?
I don't know if it's technically HIPAA, but it is a violation of privacy.
Okay, so it's a whatever. It's a violation either way you go. So as a manager, I can't ask you that. However, Cumulus did come up with an incentive program. For those who have been vaccinated, you insert your data into the workplace thing, and you will automatically be given an extra day of vacation.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was just a good employee and put my information in.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it would be a violation of HIPAA or your personal
information privacy
if I were to ask you, so did you get an extra day off of this year?
Well, okay.
See, I could ask you that.
You could. But then here's where I think that that could be a workaround is everybody who's gotten vaccinated wants you to know they got vaccinated. We are a proud bunch. The other is that
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly, Cap.
Exactly. And I'm frankly kind of disappointed that I'm not magnetic. That story in previous podcasts, if you missed it. But in that way, though, they're deciding whether or not they want to share the information. And so it's not so front and center, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm just super excited that that's an extra vacation day because I just thought I had to put it in.
You didn't know? You didn't read the fine print.
I didn't. I just said, Philip, what do I need to do? And he said, go to work day.
Upload this stuff. Yeah, you know why he didn't tell you.
Was he trying to take my vacation day?
Quite possibly.
Or is it because when I take a vacation day, there's like a fill-in, and then he misses me because our chemistry is so great on the air, and the show is the People's Choice Award-winning Afternoon Drive. I just managed to get Josh, our phone screener, to facepalm himself.
He's not the only one.
Hey!